I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The 21-year-old suspected of opening fire on a parade in the United States could face life in prison without parole if convicted on murder charges. Investigators have not yet determined a motive, but studies show multiple factors contribute to violent behavior in youth. Set Free Ministries' Steve Prince refers to training he received from human aggression and violence expert, Lieutenant Colonel Dave Grossman.
Desensitizing our youth through the use of movies and video games will lead to a psychological effect on them being really more comfortable with the act of killing.
Not everyone who plays video games will become a killer, but some people do have an urge to turn fantasy into reality. Plus, there is a spiritual element to violence. Connect with Set Free Ministries in the full report at missionnews.org to learn more. And a chart published earlier this year by Progress.Bible and Missio Nexus shows encouraging news for Bible translation. On a global scale,
the percentage of those people who have access to the full Bible, it's actually very large. It's over 90%.
Door International President and CEO Rob Meyer says,
but if you sort of shift the view specifically to sign languages and deaf communities, the numbers actually change dramatically. And we still have whole people groups that number in the millions that still don't have any scripture access at all right now.
Only 2% of the world's 70 million deaf people know Christ.
Pray that God would raise up leaders within deaf communities who have the skills and the passion and the heart to begin to do Bible translation within their communities.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.